You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with a sinner. Love Earth Tour. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Head to Burns. Burns on the left side. Puts it up over Stewart. Good and one. Even the buzzer is no good. And North Carolina State's magical March run continues. For the first time since 1983, North Carolina State is going to the Final Four. NC State beats Duke 76-64. And the Wolfpack back to college basketball's promised land.
Wow. Reason why we're bumping back with a little Police. This is the number one song in 1983.
That's a good song, too, man. This was the time of music.
Yeah, that was a good time of music.
Oh, yeah.
And the last time NC State was in a Final Four, and they were led by this man, Thurl Bailey, kind enough to join us. Big T, how about those Wolfpack?
Did that give you goosebumps or what?
Okay. Hey, you know I spent some time. I did the mission thing out there.
What are you wearing today?
I got it.
He's got his big Wolfpack sweater on.
I know you do, bro.
I lived in a dingy apartment on Avent Ferry. I know all about it back there. And
Avent Ferry Road, yes, sir.
And but congratulations, man. That had to be fun for you to watch that. What were your emotions like going watching that game? And not just going to the Final Four, but beating Duke to go to the Final Four.
I know. I was in watching the game in my room and saw the first half score and then got over to the arena and went to the media room to eat, and I was just glued to the TV set. And there were some other folks in there too that were going along for the ride. They didn't know much about NC State, but they remembered the 83 journey and they made that connection. And Destiny's Darlings, hopefully again. And it was just so exciting to sit there and watch those guys play.
How good is DJ Burns?
Well, first of all, I know that he's such a good young man. I got a chance to meet him during our 40th anniversary of the championship visit last year. Coach Keats brought me and the rest of my teammates in, and we got to speak after one of their practices. And it was DJ Burns. I think really with shit.
We're going to try to get you on a better line there, Big T, because we got some quality conversation here, especially with DJ Burns, who's turned into one of our favorite players in all of college basketball.
And remind me when he jumps back on, because I want to get his take on Burns' game.
Yeah.
He was talking about meeting Burns at the 40th, but I want to get his take on Burns' game. And maybe even talk to him about that matchup. But did you know that Sidney Lowe was on that NC State team?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Sidney Lowe, for those of you that don't know, he came here and was an assistant coach with the Jazz.
With Tyrone Corbin, yeah.
For a period of time. And just kind of interesting stories with Sidney Lowe. But I didn't know he was on that team.
Yeah. Moncrief, you go through the list. There's a lot of great players on that team.
Yeah, Moncrief. Lorenzo Charles was on that team. So kind of a throwback to an amazing time for NC State. And just to think that this is their first time back to the Final Four since then.
I know, right?
They haven't been back.
Nope. And to do it as an 11 seed, to win 5 games in 5 days in the ACC tournament, to even make the tournament. I mean, come on. All right, let's circle back on DJ Burns, Big T. Now we got you back on the line. You say you got a chance to meet him and really impressed with who he is as a person.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I mean, you know, if you've gone through something special with a group of guys, you kind of know what that looks like, what it feels like. And that team just seemed, even last year, like they had something special brewing.
Guy who kind of was a natural leader on that team and not afraid to speak up. I mean, very eloquent young man. And I just really liked him right away. I just thought that he was going to be the anchor of that team.
So, Big T, I thought it was incredible when they were talking to him in the post game, and they said, so what's different? I mean, you wouldn't even made the tournament if you didn't go win that conference championship tournament. And he said, well, guys started showing up on time. Nobody was getting trouble off the court. Everybody was kind of bought in. I thought his vision of what turned this team around is the identity of what a team should be.
Oh, no question about it. And that's exactly the journey that – part of the journey that we took back then, right? I mean, the coach wasn't around us all the time. So, you know, we had to be responsible. And we had some seniors on the team at that particular year, myself and Derek and Sydney, that made sure that guys were, you know, where they needed to be and not getting in trouble. So there's a lot that goes into that journey. And I know people focus on the game a lot and the wins and losses, but you've got to build something special to even get there. And of course, there's things have to line up for you, but they just seem to be ready and waiting for this NC State team to capitalize.
So Burns's game is so much fun to watch. And before you got cut off, Hans was asking you, you talked about him as a person, but what do you love about his game? Because, I mean, you know, look, I'll tell you, when I played basketball, I was T-shirt under the jersey guy. So, you know, some of us aren't made to just go with the jersey. Some of us need that T-shirt, and he fits that mold. But boy, he is so silky smooth out there, and he's big, he's aggressive, but yet he's finesse around the rim. I mean, what really jumps out to you as a former player about how he plays the game?
Well, I just think that he's a throwback almost. I mean, Scotty, I think in a foot race, you could probably win against DJ Burns. I don't think he's the guy who is going to be sprinting up and down on the fast break, but Coach Keach utilizes him in the right way. He is a beast underneath, right? And if you double team him, triple team him, he's a great passer. He's got great vision as a big and probably an undersized big, right? For the most part.
Yeah.
But he is just unique in the fact that he knows how to handle himself down there. And there, you know, a lot of players who are that size are just kind of put down there to take up space. But, man, just watching him move and spin to that left hand and hit that off-the-glass shot right before you get to the rim, before the defender can get there, he is just – he's equipped. He's equipped with what they need from him. And, you know, obviously it takes more than him, but he really is the focal point of that team. And if you try to stop him from scoring, he sets guys up. So I think just the whole package and he's on the right team at the right time.
So what happens in this Final Four matchup against Purdue and Zach Edey? You get this Burns-Zach Edey matchup. I don't know how much time you've put into watching Zach Edey and Purdue, but who wins in that big man matchup?
Well, of course, I hope NC State wins. I mean, it's not going to be easy. You've got a heck of a big in Zach Edey. I'm not sure anybody else has really figured out, you know, how to go at him yet. You can't go at him one-on-one. He's going to just bury you in the paint. Offensively, you may have to, you know, work the mid-range a little bit, get up in his body, maybe push him in the restricted area if you're DJ Burns. But, you know, that's where the creativity of coaching comes in. And I believe that the thing both those teams have in common is they play at their own pace, right? They've got two bigs who aren't going to be sprinters up and down the floor. So they will run on opportunities without them if they need to. But they will work their half-court offense through each of those guys and try to get the best solution. So
I think it could end up being a good matchup because both teams have some really good players around those two bigs.
So, you know, when your NC State days, when you guys ended up winning the title, you were heavy underdogs throughout a good chunk of that tournament as well. What is it about momentum when you may not necessarily be the most talented team and everybody's writing you off, but NC State was left for dead. All the kid from Virginia had to do was make a free throw, and who knows, there may be a coaching change there. But instead, you win 5 games in 5 days, you win the ACC tournament, then you turn around, and now you're in the Final Four. What is it that happens with a team when they're able to flip a switch like that? Because this is just incredible.
Isn't that something about free throws?
Yeah.
I think free throws saved us as well. It was during a time when Coach Valvano was really adamant about players stepping up in moments that we're going to test them, right? National TV, you know, you're in the Final Four championship game. We're looking at your free throw percentage. We don't really care, but we're going to test you as a freshman. We're going to test you as a player to see whether you can withhold that attitude to knock these free throws down. And more times often than not, it didn't happen for the other team. That's how we were able to stay in games. We were taking risks. Coach V was a risk taker, so we were a risk-taking team, trying to be smart about it. But, you know, a lot has to happen, right? I mean, things have to line up. Teams has to, you know, you do what you can do on the court. You don't have a choice of who you're matched up with. But I think there is something to having momentum and understanding what you need to do at particular times in games to have an opportunity to win. That's what Coach V used to say. We just want to put ourselves in a position to win. We're not going to win every game, but if we can get in a position to win, you know, we can take it from there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So tell me what Clyde Drexler was like as a college basketball player.
Oh, he was amazing. He was a freak of nature. And he was at the right school to show it off because they had a lot of freaks of nature on that team.
Oh, yeah.
Hakeem Olajuwon was just coming along as a player. He hadn't played basketball for very long. I think he played football, soccer, and in our language. But Clyde Drexler was one of the most exciting players of his time. And he was just a marvel to watch play.
K, Can you remember the scouting on him? Could you force him to a certain direction, put the ball in a certain hand?
The scouting was, this team likes to run and dunk. You know, our coaches had watched enough VHS tape, to know what this team was all about. So it wasn't so much focused on Drexler. I mean, he was a key ingredient in that. But what got them going was what got them their moniker of Phi Slamma Jamma. They like to run it down your throat, and they like to dunk over top of you. They didn't have a lot of great jump shooters. They had some guys who could get to the basket, but they just wanted to kill you on the break going up and down and just make you relent and throw up the white flag. So the strategy was not to let them dunk. That was the strategy. If we could not let them dunk, if we can get more dunks than they could get, we'd have an opportunity to win the game. And so that was really the strategy for that whole team, especially after watching them play Louisville a couple of days, nights before.
So, Hans, I want to take you through NC State's run to this championship.
Okay.
So you have a close game against Pepperdine. You have a close game against UNLV. And then we're going to skip ahead a little bit. Obviously, close game against Virginia. 7-point win against Virginia. Then, of course, the 2-point victory against Houston. You only had one blowout victory in that run. That was against some guy named Pace Mannion, right?
Yeah, it was. I was on the phone with Pace this morning. I love that guy.
75-56 victory over Utah.
Hey, how is Pace? Yeah. How's he doing, T?
Pace doing well. Yeah, he's doing so good. And unfortunately, his mom passed away just recently, and what an amazing woman she was. But Pace and I have been friends. I mean, it's interesting that he was my opponent. I was his last college game, but we are so good friends today, and it's always good to catch up with him and shoot the breeze. But, that was probably our easiest game going through. And, Pepperdine was probably our toughest.
Yeah. For the game coming up on Saturday, is there a Jazz game that night? I haven't even looked ahead. Are you going to be able? You going to be able to watch this thing, or do you have Jazz commitments that night?
I don't have Jazz commitment. I think we play Friday, Sunday. We're going to be out in California, so I will be able to watch. If they can get past Purdue, I'm planning on
yes.
in the Phoenix.
There you go. So
be at the championship game.
Before we let you go, obviously, you'd be remiss. These are not great times for the Jazz in terms of win losses, but there's a lot of development. Your rookies went for a combined 58 last night. Are you seeing the development you want to see out of those guys at this point in the season with the Jazz making that youth movement? Because that's what it's about right now, is developing and getting reps and getting ready for next year and going forward.
Well, first thing is about understanding what you just said. Whether you're Jazz Nation, whether you're coaches, whether you're Justin and Danny, is the team we played. I was talking to Bowler last night about the Sacramento Kings and what they went through for a lot of years to try to get to this point. I think the number 16 years was mentioned. I said, well, I don't think the league's that patient anymore, and neither are teams. But that is exactly what Justin and Danny's plan is to try to build a championship team. And not a lot of numbers have been thrown out, but I'm going to say 3 to 5 years. But you got to start somewhere, right? You've got to start with a plan. And what I've been witnessing over the past few games or so, the past month or so, is a Keyonte George, who earlier in the season really proved that he's NBA ready. Now it really is about what's next for him. The longevity of the season. I think he's getting a little fatigued. I did when I was a rookie. I got tons of minutes. Taylor Hendricks, Bryce Sensabaugh, I think last night was really a good game to watch Bryce Sensabaugh work. I think he's a guy who really can play at his own pace. He's going to get better defensively. We know he can score. And then Taylor Hendricks, the number 9th pick for the Jazz, He's probably the most athletic. He may have the most upside of all three of those players just because of how he's built and what he's going to be able to do to stretch the floor defensively on the help side, guard the other team's best players. So, yeah, this is that time, guys. This is that time when the patience has to kick in and say, look, we're building something here, which every team that's ever been good, ever won a championship has had to do. It doesn't happen instantly. And we're going through those growing pains right now.
Hey, Big T, before we let you go, just another thing that the Jazz are going through. Justin Zanuck, it was just recently announced that he's going to be going through a kidney transplant coming up tomorrow. And Scotty and I have just gushed over him. Both Scotty and I think the world of him, just love him. I don't know what your relationship is with him, but can you just give us a quote on your thoughts on what Justin Zanuck's about to face?
You know, we don't get an opportunity to sit with Justin and, you know, and have dinner and shoot the breeze, but he is so good at communicating with us. And, you know, if we want some clarity on some things, we'll sit down in a room and we'll talk about it. So we have more than a business relationship with Justin because we're part of the same team. And he has just been, it's been fun to learn his story about how he was previously an agent and represented players. And so he's been in this arena, if you will, for a long time. But I love what he brings. I love what he brings. He brings that sense of professionalism. You know, you know that he's working. Whenever you get a chance to see him, whether it's down in shoot around or whether it's on the road, he's working towards wanting to build something here. He's a very personable guy, and we wish him nothing but the best. We had a chance to sit with him and chat with him about what he's about to go through and get educated, basically. And so we wish him the best and wish him a speedy recovery as well.
They're all going to be rocking the NC State gear all week, man. Let's go. Let's do
rock
this.
It, baby.
Let's do it.
I can overnight you something, Hans, if you want. T-shirt, cap, what do you want, baby?
I would love it. You know what? Because I'm sitting here looking at Scotty's red and gray and the big wolf pack. And by the way, this isn't hiding anything. This is not subtle fandomship. This is like in-your-face wolf pack. And,
it should be.
And also, I want to tell you this, Big T. This is our 10th year of doing the show together. And this is the first time I've seen him rock gear. In 10 years. So he showed up. He's like, no, this is my mission. I've got a lot of love for NC State. I love my Big T. And he's got his big wolf pack. So I really do need just a shirt.
Spent 5 months of my life on that campus. Love it.
Yeah, we'll get you taken care of. Hey, you know, the Wolfpack mantra this year is why not us? Ours was surviving in bands, but I like what they're selling. Why not us? It's beautiful to watch.
I can't imagine how much fun you're having watching this. I mean, that's just your alma mater. The last time they did it, you were on that team. It's got to be a fun run for you. Congratulations, man. This is really cool.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
We love you, Big T. You've done an amazing job this year, too,
by
the way.
Sure.
Your broadcasts have just been stellar, and we appreciate your professionalism.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go. Thurl Bailey right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.